take a look at generic tests. I'm going to go to my test project that I have here in my solution, right click. Now let's say I want to add a new test. I'm going to add a generic test. The name of my generic test is actually going to be called even odd for a reason that will be clear in just a second. Let me go ahead and click OK. And the way a generic test works is it allows you to actually call an external existing program. So see, the specify an existing program. I've actually got a little program that I wrote called evenodd.exe. What it is if I come out here and run the evenodd program, if I pass it a 1, it's going to return a 1. If I pass it a 2, it returns a 0. If I pass it a 4, it returns a 0, etc. Essentially what happens is on any even number, it's going to return me a 0, and every odd number is going to return me a 1. So it's just checking whether a number is even or odd, hence the name even odd. The reason that's relevant, the reason I wrote that this way, is to make a good sample case to where what we're actually doing with a generic test is we're calling an external executable, and if the exit code for that executable is a 0, our test passes. If it's not a 0, our test fails. So hence, anytime I pass an even number, my test will be successful. So I'm going to go ahead and pass a command line argument of 2. Notice I can set up some additional deployment files if I want to. But at this point, I'm just going to save this out, go to my test view window, find evenodd, and simply execute it. You'll see that it executes the evenodd test, and notice that the test passes. If I change this to an odd number, let's say 1, save that out, rerun the test case. Now we'll see the test case fails. So I can see the test failed with exit code 1. So this allows me to actually run an external program. What normally ends up happening is the external program that you want to run could be a third-party testing tool, some existing application you've already written for testing purposes. And a lot of times what you'll be doing is you're writing either a batch file or a shell script that actually goes through and transforms whatever the data is that you have into a 1 or 0 exit code, because not all programs are going to have the appropriate exit code to be evaluated in this manner. But there's another option which you can do as well when you're writing that wrapper. If I scroll down here, notice that there's this option for a summary results file. I'm going to actually load in my summary results file here by saying results.xml. That's actually a file that I'm getting output here. Right here is my results.xml file from when I execute evenodd. So now what I'll do is I'll go ahead and come in here, pass in an even number again, hit save, rerun the evenodd test, noticing here the error message, the test failed with exit code 1. If I simply run the selection now, what you're going to see is my error message comes back and says all worked well. So I actually have additional information that I'm getting here. My exit code was 0, but I'm now getting a little bit better error message, and I can even have inner test results where it says all is good in the world. So this gives me a nice little example here where I can get additional data back. So if the program you're calling is actually a much more robust testing tool, you can take any wrapper that you write and transform the results into an XML file. So if I look at the XML file here, and there's actually a schema result that you can actually use as well, but this is just the return data where I can have multiple inner tests. So the tool that I call with a generic test could actually run one test, two tests, three tests of its own, and utilizing that, I can then transform the results into the XML format here so I can see detailed results in the test results window and perhaps even publish those test results to Team Foundation Server. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. You'll notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.